The views expressed in the following program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of Saga 960 AM or its management.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Media Nation. We spoke with, disability activist David Lepofsky about the e-scooter problem, if you will, and in particular, the e-scooter companies wanting cities to allow for e-scooter rentals. This is a problem, as David Lepofsky has pointed out on our show on a few occasions. We're following up with David today because he was recently at Toronto City Hall, and he says there is a massive movement afoot to get city politicians to greenlight these e-scooter rental companies. David, how are you? Welcome to Media Nation.
Good afternoon. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you, David. You sent me this information about this, what you call a feeding frenzy of e-scooter corporate lobbyists pushing for e-scooter rental companies to approve, to get city politicians to approve rentals. Tell me why this is a problem.
Okay, well, this is, let's start with the fact that electric scooters are motor vehicles. And in our society, a motor vehicle normally needs somebody to have a license before they can drive it. The vehicle has to have a license. You got to have insurance. You have to have proper training. And the vehicle has to pass national standards for safety. Well, these e-scooter corporations that rent them, they want to get around all of these. They want their vehicles on the road where you don't need a license, you don't need insurance, you don't need a helmet, you don't need training, you don't need any standards for safety of the vehicle. It's a great way to make money. I mean, to be sure that the car companies would love to be liberated from those annoyances. Of course, it would endanger all of us. So these are multinational, I think American-based e-scooter rental companies, and they come in and they want city councils to approve this, because right now they're illegal. They're illegal in Toronto, they're illegal in Mississauga. You can't ride them in public. But they want these municipalities to lift that ban so they can make, they can laugh all the way to the bank making money renting these while people with disabilities and others get injured because they silently race towards you and injure you on the street, driven by people with no necessarily experience or qualifications and no insurance if they hurt you. So what we did, and they've been, we know that there's been a lot of pressure at Queen, at City Hall in Toronto to approve these. And we wonder why, because there's so much proof that they're dangerous for seniors, for people with disabilities, for everybody. And they shouldn't be allowed. And that's been proven in city after city where they've been allowed. So what did we do? I got a volunteer, fantastic law student from the Osgoode Hall Law School, where I teach part-time, to go to the Toronto Lobbyist Registry and to pull up every entry of every contact by one of the e-scooter rental companies and anybody at City Hall. And what we found out is there's been this, as you quote us, feeding frenzy. The number of entries, Carlene, fill 73 single-space pages, and that's only in 2 years. They have lobbied everybody from the mayor through city councilors to their staff, to city staff. The only thing I think they've forgotten, the only one I think they've forgotten, is they haven't quite lobbied the janitors yet, but pretty much everybody else. And this has got to cost a fortune. We found that from June 2018 to the present, there are 1,384 recorded contacts, whether a meeting, a phone call, a virtual meeting, or an email. And that's just the ones that have been recorded and documented. And we're concerned that this feeding frenzy by corporate lobbyists is getting more attention than are the concerns of we, the human beings who vote, who pay taxes, and who risk being injured or worse if these things are allowed to silently zip at us or rocket towards us on the streets or sidewalks.
So, David, let's explain to our listeners what the e-scooter is, because there are different... I'm noticing all these new types of things out there. So the e-scooter, that's the one with the upright handle?
Yeah, it's an upright handle. It's got a motor, so you don't power it with your foot. You just stand on it, and it's got a silent motor. So you won't hear it coming. I'm blind. I won't hear it coming. But a sighted person, if it's coming at you from behind, you won't hear it coming either. Mm-hmm. They can go over 20 kilometers an hour. They can go faster than that. Depends what the law allows.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody can get on one who's never ridden one before, who's got no experience, no license, doesn't know the rules of the road, no helmet, no insurance. And all they got to do is throttle up, and in seconds, they could be going at you at 20 kilometers an hour or faster.
I'm noticing quite a few of them now on the streets. One gentleman in my building purchased one for $3,000. He says it can go up to 70 clicks an hour. This thing is pretty fast.
These scooters on the streets, at least in Mississauga, my understanding is it's not legal to ride them there. Now, I don't know if the cops are enforcing the law, but right now they're not allowed to be ridden in public places except in a municipality that lifts the ban, that listens to the corporate lobbyists for the e-scooter rental companies, who obviously are going to make a whole lot of money. Why would they spend so much money doing backroom pressuring of politicians if they weren't going to make any money? And let me just explain to your listeners how this seems to play out. Last summer, on the 28th of July, Toronto City Council was considering this whole issue. And one councillor, but what they knew before they got into that meeting was the city's own Toronto Accessibility Advisory Committee. That's a city-appointed mandatory committee to advise on disability issues. That committee had studied the issue and unanimously voted last February to say, don't allow e-scooters. They're dangerous for people with disabilities. So with that in mind, City Council was considering the whole issue on the 28th of July, and one councillor brought a motion saying, why don't we get the staff of the city to do more research on the possible harms to people with disabilities? Now, Carlene, the good news is that motion passed, but the bad news, it passed by a vote of 12 to 11. 11 members of Toronto City Council, almost half the council, voted against even looking into the harms to people with disabilities when their own advisory committee had already said there are these harms. Well, that can only be the handiwork of the corporate lobbyists. And our report documents of those who voted against, three of them, well, they have one heck of a lot of contacts with the corporate lobbyists. I'm going to name names. My own city councillor, Mike Cole, he's a very nice guy. He had 21 contacts from the e-scooter companies, but has personally refused to talk to me, a voter in his own riding.
Mm.
But he's sure prepared to have contacts from the e-scooter companies. I briefed one of his staff. They know what I'm all about. And he won't talk to me.
But
he voted against, he's supporting allowing e-scooters. He voted against doing any more research to find out what impact they could have on people with disabilities, on the most vulnerable people in society. That looks to us like the handiwork of corporate lobbyists doing what corporate lobbyists do.
David Lepofsky, do you feel like you're the only one out there just sounding the alarm about this? One aspect of it as well, in addition to that, getting you to respond to that question, to respond to the fact, I think cities would be opening themselves up to legal problems if people get injured by these if they approve the e-scooter rentals.
Well, let me answer both of your questions, because you've raised two good points. First, I'm certainly not the only one. I lead a well-known coalition, the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act Alliance. We're against these. But our opposition has been supported. Similarly, opposition has been voiced by the Canadian National Institute for the Blind,
mm-hmm.
by the March of Dimes of Canada, Spinal Cord Injury Ontario, the Ontario Autism Coalition. A spectrum of a number of different disability organizations have Centre for Independent Living in Toronto, and a significant number of organizations have been working on opposing these. So that's the first thing. And the your other question, sorry,
about the cities opening themselves up to legal.
Oh yeah, well yeah, don't take it from me. The city got a staff report last June, which said that there are going to be costs to the city. There are risks to the city. The e-scooter rental companies are very cute. They say, oh, this won't cost the city anything. Well, totally nonsense. They're going to have to enforce the law, and they don't have the staff to do that. They're going to have to, and banning them on sidewalks, one of the things we've learned from other cities is it's not good enough to just say, oh, you can't ride them on sidewalks, because we said that about bikes. They ride them anyway on the sidewalks. In other cities where e-scooters are banned from sidewalks, people ride them on sidewalks. And our own city staff here in Toronto have told city councilors that they don't have the people to enforce any new regulations in this area. So that's going to happen. But also, we're the taxpayers. Somebody gets hit by an e-scooter, gets a concussion, they end up in the emergency room. Well, we're paying for that, not the e-scooter companies. That's why I said the e-scooter rental companies get to laugh all the way to the bank while they make the money and we get stuck with the bills.
I take you very, very seriously, David Lepofsky. I've been speaking with you for a number of years now. When I was a reporter working in broadcast television, television broadcasting, rather, and now. And I just remind everybody why you are so effective, because the first story I did with you had to do with your battles with the TTC over a simple thing, announcing stops. And they refused to do that. And you took the matter to, I believe, the Human Rights Commission. You took it to court. Now, when we are on the subway and we hear the messaging, you are arriving at this stop, it's all because of your fight with the TTC, your efforts. So people should not underestimate you.
I had to sue them twice, once to force them to announce subway stops and then another one to announce them to force bus stops. Now these are requirements across the province. By the way, the ultimate decision here in Toronto, Canada's biggest city, is up to Mayor John Tory. I've spoken to a number of people at City Hall. I haven't gone down there physically because of the pandemic, but have been in touch with all sorts of folks. And the common feedback is it's up to John Tory. If he says this should stop, that the city shouldn't do it, City Council is going to listen to him. If he says go ahead with it, City Council is going to do what he wants. That's just the practical politics at City Hall. That's what we're hearing from a lot of sources. So we're calling on John Tory to, number one, just stop this thing. Just stop it now. Don't make us have to deal with this anymore. Stand up to the corporate lobbyists and stand up for Torontonians, and especially those of us with disabilities.
I thank you so much, David Lepofsky, for joining us today. Just to update us on the battle about e-scooter rentals and e-scooter rental companies, I'm with you. I have a bit of a vision disability, and these things coming up behind you and you can't hear, and they're going fast and whizzing around you. It's a problem. And if rental companies can now get the green light to launch these things across the city, it will be a disaster. I believe I support you in this. Thank you, David, for joining us today.
Take care and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you, David. That was David Lepofsky, a disability activist with the OADA Alliance. He's been battling these e-scooter rental companies. We will see what happens. And with his call out to the mayors of Toronto, Mississauga, Brampton, in Ottawa, etc., let's see if there will be a moratorium or no movement whatsoever, rather in green lighting these e-scooter rentals. I think it will be a problem if that happens.
Missed part of the show or the whole show? Go to saga960am.ca to find the podcast.